You have to start to make good words familiar. If you want to change your life on a dime, make self-praise familiar and make criticizing yourself unfamiliar. Move away from that. I'm an idiot. I got rocks for brains. I mess everything up. You can change your life so quickly by making praise and self-belief familiar by constantly doing it. And meanwhile, make criticism unfriendly. See, your mind can't go in two lanes. The mind cannot hold conflicting beliefs. I'm good, I'm nervous, I'm smart, I'm anxious. I'm a good student, I've got a terrible memory. People like me, but I'm scared of rejection. That really messes up your mind because it wants to go into one lane or the other, but it can't go into both. It all comes back to two things. The pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself, which you are free to change. The way you feel about everything, our mind loves what is familiar and really hates what is unfamiliar. If your mind loves what is familiar, all you got to do is make good stuff familiar. And one of the things you can do to make familiar that will change your entire life is to make self-praise familiar. I'm good, I'm smart, I'm kind, I'm nice, I'm interesting. This is what is so important about your mind. It doesn't know and it doesn't care if what you tell it is good or bad, useful or pointless, beneficial or not. Your mind doesn't know and it doesn't care. Because your mind makes your thoughts real every minute of every day. Your mind makes your thoughts real. And if your mind makes your thoughts real, you better learn to make better thoughts. I mean, imagine if we taught kids that at five. Your mind's job is making your thoughts real, and your job is think better thoughts. So when you understand the workings of your mind, point one is your mind does what it thinks you want. And if you go, I don't want to be rejected, I don't want to be dumped, I don't want to fail, I don't want to get it wrong, I didn't want to go to school on Wednesday and take that exam, your mind goes, okay, I'm tuning in, don't want to go to school on Wednesday, why don't I give you a raging headache, chronic diarrhea, I don't really care. I just understand to give you what you want. The mind is not logical. It just tunes into what you think. And when you think better thoughts, you change your life. So we want to be the CEO of our own mind. How do we do that? Well, it really is very easy. Don't complicate it. It all comes back to how do you talk to you. I've been working with teenagers all my adult life, and I never cease to be horrified by how they describe it. I'm an idiot. I'm a piece of you know what. I have rocks for brains. I'm not very good. My dad never sees me, so I guess I'm worthless. And I always teach them, look, the most important word you will ever hear to yourself in your whole life, and not for some hot girl or some hot guy, or even a teacher saying, gosh, you're smart. You are the best kid I've ever had in my class. Or even a parent saying, wow, parenting you is the joy of my life. No, the most important word you will ever hear in your whole life come from you. You have to look at your beliefs. Whatever you believe, you're going to make it real. And when you believe you're going to do something amazing, whatever you believe, you'll make it real. So you've got to think about your beliefs, because first you make your beliefs and then your beliefs turn right around and make you. And then there's something called confirmation bias. I believe I'm not smart. I believe my mind isn't very quick. I believe people don't really like me. And I've made that belief, and it's definitely making me, because now I'm kind of shy, I'm insecure. And now I'm looking for proof of what I believe is truth. If I wake up and I think I'm not enough, what kind of feelings would I feel? I'll give you a clue. There isn't a single good one in there. List some behaviors. I wake up and think I'm not enough. I feel sad or I feel angry. How am I going to behave? Pick anything. Again, here's a clue. None of them are good. I don't take any risk. I'm risk averse. I stay at home. Maybe I cry. Maybe I act out. Maybe I start bullying people. The emptiness you feel inside is always because of the needs that weren't met. And one of your needs is to believe in yourself. And if you don't have that, you feel this emptiness here not enough. If I'm not enough, guess what I need? More. More food, more praise, more followers on my feed, more alcohol, more something. So if I said I'm enough every day, what kind of feelings would I feel? Here's another clue. This time they're all good. You can't say I'm enough and feel terrible. See, words are like balm. If my skin was very dry and I put lotion on, my mind doesn't go, is that from Prada or did you get it free on an aeroplane? Doesn't care. Balm soothes dry skin and words soothe something else. Words are nourishing. If we think we're enough and we feel happy, powerful, loved, secure, you'd work on your goals with the belief, I can achieve my goals because I'm enough. I'd talk to people. They can't reject me. Nobody can reject me except me, and I'm never going to do that because I'm enough. I would take some risks. You can tell yourself whatever you like. You know, Muhammad Ali said, I told myself I was the greatest before I was. You know what happened? In everyone's eyes, I became the greatest. What a concept. Tell yourself you're the greatest. I want to show you how to manifest. There are three ways to manifest. One is just sitting there thinking, I'm going to manifest everything. But you have to manifest in three ways. The first is you must believe you are worth it, whether you want love or a great career or promotion or money or your own business. If you don't do step one, which is believe you are worth it, you won't be good at manifesting. The second is you got to really know what that looks like. And then you got to do the work. You'll say, oh, I thought I could just manifest. No, you still got to study. Still got to write your program, open your business, work. 80% of your success is down to having a success mindset. If you believe you're worth it, that will take you further. Belief without talent takes you further than talent without belief. We all watch reality TV. We all see people with no talent, but they have amazing self-belief. If you have belief and no talent, you probably will do better than someone with huge talent and no belief. If you have both, you can go anywhere. Impress, instruct, install into you what you require. And you're going to say in a powerful voice, I insist on this, I require this, I'm giving this to myself. Then you're going to open out your hands and you're going to code it in by really focusing on what does it look like, feel like, sound like. A little voice that goes, oh, you're not going to do that. Then you're going to move from side to side, just a little movement, and I'm going to help you erase and eradicate and let go of those blocking thoughts. So let's go. Close your eyes, touch the area right in between your eyebrows, and I want you to repeat these words. I want you to think of what you really want. What do you require for yourself? What do you want? What do you require? What do you need? What are you prepared to give yourself? And I want you to say with unshakable confidence, what I require for myself is, say it. What I require for myself is confidence. What I insist on for myself is knowing, radiating that I'm enough. Open out your hands. And I want you to notice, what does that look like? What does phenomenal success and knowing you're enough look like? I want you to feel it. Feel that feeling of knowing that you radiate confidence from your very pores. Notice what that looks like. So see, how would you move? How would you talk if you had unshakable confidence and enoughness? Feel the feeling of radiating unshakable confidence. See what it looks like. Notice what it sounds like. How do you dialogue with you? How do you dialogue with others? And how do they dialogue back? See, one of the marks of self-love is how do you talk to yourself? Because if you love yourself, you're not going, I'm an idiot, I got that wrong. You go, I did something, wasn't quite right, but I learned. So I want you to notice what it sounds like when you dialogue with you in a powerful way. Don't just hear it, do it. This technique won't self-implode. You have the power to impress upon yourself, to install and instruct your mind with how you want to be. Call it in, code it in, notice what it looks like, feels like, and that little voice that goes, just erase it. Stay in the right lane. Use powerful words, powerful languages. Make your mind your best friend. Self-esteem doesn't mean what I think of you. It means what you think of you. If I said I hold you in the highest esteem, that's what I think of you. But self-esteem is what you think of you. And when you have self-esteem, you're not arrogant, but you're also not insecure, because you understand that it comes from in here. And you have the power to change in here massively when you learn how to dialogue with yourself.